Genesis chapter 45. Joseph was no longer able to control himself before all his attendants, so he cried out, "Make everyone go out from my presence." No one remained with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. He wept loudly. The Egyptians heard it, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, "I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?" His brothers could not answer him because they were dumbfounded before him. Joseph said to his brothers, "Come closer to me." So they came near. Then he said, "I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now do not be upset and do not be angry with yourselves because you sold me here, for God sent me ahead of you to preserve my life. For these past 2 years, there has been famine in the land, and for 5 more years, there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. God sent me ahead of you to preserve you on the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now, it is not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me an advisor to Pharaoh, lord over his household and ruler over the land of Egypt. Now go up to my father quickly and tell him, 'This is what your son Joseph says. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, do not delay. You will live in the land of Goshen, and you will be near me, you, your children, your grandchildren, your flocks, your herds, and everything you have. I will provide you with food there, because there will be 5 more years of famine. Otherwise you would become poor, you, your household, and everyone who belongs to you. You and my brother Benjamin can certainly see with your own eyes that I really am the one who speaks to you. So tell my father about all my honor in Egypt and about everything you have seen. But bring my father down here quickly." Then he threw himself on the neck of his brother Benjamin and wept. And Benjamin wept on his neck. He kissed all his brothers and wept over them. After this, his brothers talked with him. Now, it was reported in the household of Pharaoh, "Joseph's brothers have arrived." It pleased Pharaoh and his servants. Pharaoh said to Joseph, "Say to your brothers, 'Do this. Load your animals and go to the land of Canaan. Get your father and your households and come to me. Then I will give you the best land in Egypt, and you will eat the best of the land.' You are also commanded to say, 'Do this. Take for yourselves wagons from the land of Egypt for your little ones and for your wives. Bring your father and come. Don't worry about your belongings, for the best of all the land of Egypt will be yours.'" So the sons of Israel did as he said. Joseph gave them wagons as Pharaoh's had instructed, and he gave them provisions for the journey. He gave sets of clothes to each one of them, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 sets of clothes. To his father he sent the following: 10 donkeys loaded with the best products of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with grain, food, and provisions for his father's journey. Then he sent his brothers on their way, and they left. He said to them, "As you travel, don't be overcome with fear." So they went up from Egypt and came to their father Jacob in the land of Canaan. They told him, "Joseph is still alive, and he is ruler over all the land of Egypt." Jacob was stunned, for he did not believe them. But when they related to him everything Joseph had said to them, and when they saw the wagons that Joseph had sent to transport him, their father Jacob's spirit revived. Then Israel said, "Enough. My son Joseph is alive. I will go and see him before I die." This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us at thebiblepodcast.org.